This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, kids, welcome to the show. It's time for a pop quiz. Get out your paper and pencils, right? You didn't know this was coming. No, don't tune out. It's going to be easy. Really. Super, Don. What are you thinking throwing a pop quiz out right from the get-go?
Throwing down the challenge. Do I need to get my scientific calculator out for this?
Yeah, my son who just graduated high school just ran away from home temporarily because he said, no more quizzes, Dad.
No,
I'm done.
Come on.
I'm done. Well, no, we got to do it. Listen, who's going to be on the show? Pop quiz, answer, Neil Miller. Neil Z. Miller. We're talking vaccine reviews, the science behind why he doesn't vaccinate his own children. And, of course, I didn't mind either, but we'll get to that. Also, outside the box, are we going to get Ty Bollinger on? He's all the way over somewhere in Asia. Surprise, surprise, surprise. He's probably got better internet in Asia than he has at home. We'll see how that goes. And we might have a special guest. In fact, I'll say we do. Charlene Bollinger is going to join us in his stead until we can connect with Taiwan somehow. You know, when we grew up, Super Don, everything was made in Taiwan. Do you remember that? Made in Taiwan. It wasn't made in China. It was Taiwan. And then, of course, everything expanded. Now it's grown everywhere. Korea, you know, everywhere in Asia. How about the truth about cancer Asia? We'll get to that. But what is dangerous? That's the pop quiz. The real danger facing all Americans. Specifically now, if you're listening from around the world, you can tune out unless you're in America. Actually, no. Go ahead and listen because it probably applies where you are as well to some degree. If you look at the issue of war, all right? War. I don't like it, right? We did some Ron Paul stuff, and I was listening to, you know, the Amy Allen song again. Ron Paul, save our Constitution, right? It's like, we don't want no war no more. Bring our boys home to our shores, right? That's a great message. And, of course, it's a healthier message, too, because we realize a lot of people die in wars. But if we're bringing them home to a place where the government has declared war on the people with bullets not made of lead or copper or other metals, but made of pharmaceutical drugs, might it be more dangerous to be at home in the United States of Drug America than on the battlefield? Is that a legitimate question, Super Don?
It is. Well, let's frame this in the way that the headline is on this great natural news article. The pop quiz is, which has killed more Americans, all U.S. wars put together, or prescription drugs? It's multiple choice, A or B.
Okay. Making it tough on me.
Anybody who's been listening to this show for any period of time probably can guess what the answer is. It's not a hard one to guess. Now, you know what, the average American who maybe, you know, isn't quite aware of what's going on behind the scenes, you know, may look at this and go, oh, well, shoot, man, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Civil War, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's got to be war, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, guess what? It's not. It's not, and that's a scary thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and it's not even, as far as I could read these numbers, again, you're not an accountant, I'm not, Ty's in Asia, so we don't know, we might know for sure, but I think the number is so staggeringly large in terms of pharmaceutical drugs versus people who have died in the wars, that the number, it just dwarfs the, you know, what you would think would be even a close contest or more people dying in war.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just if all we do is look at just the opioid epidemic right now,
mm-hmm.
that's insane. You know, I mean, thousands and thousands of people every year. And I'll tell you, the one interview that we did, and the name escapes me of who he was like our 1,000th guest, I think it was, where he made the statement that psychotropic drugs, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
kills 500,000 people, responsible for the deaths of 500,000 people in the Western world every year. 500,000 a year. And I've never forgotten that because I'm looking at that going, 500,000?
Mm-hmm.
How can people not be outraged? Holy half a million people a year?
Well, let's just take that for an example. That, by the way, that was Dr. Peter Breggin.
If
we look at World War II, Americans killed in World War II, it says here 405,399, all of World War II for Americans, okay? So that's a staggeringly horrible, horrific number. But you just mentioned 500,000 in a year, not by war, but perhaps the war on people with drugs, psychotropic and psychiatric war on the people. So we begin to look, if we pick up our war and we look at one segment of drugs, not all of them, just one little segment, and it's more than all in World War II.
That's crazy. I mean, I just say, how do you wrap your head around that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, and how can you not look at the pharmaceutical companies that are out there that are making these drugs, that are you know, skirting the law and breaking the law and getting away with it and getting a slap on the wrist and stuff like that. Meanwhile, they're killing hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, and nobody blinks an eye.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely incredible. So, can we go through some of these numbers? I don't know if they have a total number, but you talk about each war from Revolutionary War, and 4,000 plus, War of 1812, 2,000 plus, just kind of throw a Spanish-American War, 2,400 plus, World War One was, 116,000 plus.
There's a few wars here I'd forgotten about.
Yeah, actually. No, Korean War, over 54,000. Vietnam, over 90,000. Global War on Terror, 6,852. That's the perpetual war without end. But again, right. Add them all up. And then we look to this death by chemo and prescription drugs just since the year 2000. Just since January 1, 2000. And you're talking about 19 million Americans have died in that time frame. 19 million, yeah. It's not even close.
I mean, it's just a dot. I mean, it doesn't even show up on the radar, in the comparison. I mean, that's crazy. 19 million?
Yeah.
That's a million. That's a little over a million a year.
Right. Yeah. And so this is the kind of cognitive dissonance or disconnect from reality that many of our fellow Americans suffer from, or many of the Western world suffer from. Perhaps we'll hear better from Asia when, we connect with Thai later in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Funny, all those countries, Taiwan, Thailand, named after Ty Bollinger. Isn't that amazing? It's crazy. Yeah.
Totally not a coincidence.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about Thai food, we're not talking about food that Thai made for us, just so you know. nobody should be so confused.
Gotcha.
This to me is a mixed bag, too, because there's a secondary story here. For all the people on the left that just hate Trump, can you at least acknowledge he's taken on Big Pharma like no other president ever has in terms of pricing? I mean, do you see this? Fierce Farm is reporting that he, yes. Pfizer raised the price of, some of its drugs, or was it one particular drug here, Superdiet? I'm not clear.
I think it was more than one. It was
across
a few.
The board,
and I saw this yesterday. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy, and this is why I think this is important to bring up.
Yeah.
That in the last 24 hours, we've seen a major shift go on here as a result of Trump being who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what does that mean? So he says he wants to make prices lower. This is one area where I would say, Donald, I understand your sentiment here, but I don't want drugs to be cheaper because I think they're killing people, as evidenced by the story we just did. Right. More people dying from that than war. It's not even a close contest. So for me, raise the prices until everybody goes to homeopathic medicine or herbs or grows their own. But all right, let's just set my viewpoint aside here and go, okay, people want cheaper drugs. How did Obama do it? I don't know that he did so well in that. In fact, he elevated the price of a lot of things. But let's just set that aside for a moment. All right, what's Trump doing? Well, Pfizer announces it's raising its prices, I guess, across the board on about 40 of their drugs by, I would say, almost 10%. And then 24 hours after Trump publicly shamed them, made a phone call to Pfizer CEO Ian Reed, or Red, or whatever the last name is, Trump convinced the drug giant to reverse those price increases in 24 hours.
This is awesome, man. I mean, and look, I understand where you're coming from on this story.
Yeah.
To me, again, understand, I'm not a big, Trump is God, and I the second coming of Christ.
No, we acknowledge, like you said, the human aspects of all of this.
But I like to look at it fairly and objectively. I did the same thing with Obama.
Right.
And you look at the situation. Never before ever have I seen a president, a sitting president, have this type of influence and this type of this rate of success ever. Mm-hmm. I've never seen this before. A president that would face down one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the country and get them to reverse course in 24 hours just like that. This president, say what you will about the guy. The guy is getting results in a way that I have never seen before.
Ever. I don't think anybody has. And what does the political left do when he does something that they say they want? Suddenly do they say, well, no, is it not enough?
Well, dude, want a good example? You want a good example of this? When the jobs report came out, what was it, last week?
Yeah.
And we added like another 200 and some odd thousand jobs. Nancy Pelosi comes out criticizing Donald Trump for having a reckless agenda
of job
on creating
creation?
Jobs. Yes, reckless. She called that reckless.
Wow.
I mean, these guys are going to criticize everything and anything if it has anything to do with Trump. It doesn't matter what he's doing.
We can't have fewer people on welfare. That means less power.
Well, I was
Nancy
sitting there
Clinton.
Going, I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I'm guessing that the 225,000 people that now have a job might disagree with you, Nancy Pelosi.
Right. Well, this is more evidence to why Brendan Straka, or Strock, now I've heard his last name without the A at the end, even though it's spelled that way, with the hashtag walkaway campaign. No. They're making it so much easier for people to hashtag walk away from them because it's so absurd, the things that they're claiming, right? And the things that, when Trump does it, the things you say you wanted, now it doesn't count. Or now it's like, well, it's just, there's no other way to explain it than what RFK Jr. said, cognitive dissonance. And it's so tied to an agenda and an ideal that is not truly idealistic. But of course, unfortunately, it's about anger, hatred, derision, as opposed to saying, this is what we want. If we don't like the guy and he does it, we can give him some props for it. Just as you said, intellectual integrity. When Obama was president, we did the same. Listen, we got to go. Break time. We got Miller's review on vaccine studies. Neil Z. Miller is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. And we have a special edition of Outside the Box in the second hour. Charlene Bollinger and then Ty, all the way from Taiwan. Check it out. Links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As you know, the cornerstone of this show is health, freedom, healing, liberty. And we also dive into some of the scientific controversies, because there's plenty of them related to a lot of things. Our concern as parents, I'm a parent, right? You want your kids' immune systems to be strong. We have perspectives on how to do that that's different than what you hear about in the mainstream media and often within the medical intelligentsia. Someone who's navigated that terrain as well as anybody I've ever interviewed is back with us today, helping us to understand what is the science behind vaccinations. Is there legitimacy to it? Are there concerns that are not being acknowledged out there in the media? Parents and grandparents, give a listen. You'll want to know what Neil Miller has to say. He's got books out, including Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, one of the most phenomenal books that covers just about everything you can, and a lot more. Neil, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate being here and being able to share some important information with everyone.
Well, you know, the kind of thing you've been doing for years, we've been doing for years, in many ways has been ahead of the curve. I'd say this. I wish the curve was right with real science, like you kind of review this and reveal it. But so many people are coming to this the hard way. After having vaccinated their children, they become ex-vaxxers. Unfortunately, they're slandered with the term anti-vaxxer, as opposed to, you know, whether they were for vaccines or else their children wouldn't have been injured, for instance. So there's a lot of concern about, we've talked heavy metals over the years, mercury's been in the news over the years, they deny a relationship, but aluminum is this growing, item in vaccines that I don't think everybody understands fully.
Well, the aluminum in the vaccines is actually one of the most significant factors responsible for much of the disabilities that we're seeing in our children, especially today, and not just our children, but adults as well. The aluminum is in the pertussis vaccine. It's in the hepatitis B vaccine. It's in the pneumococcal vaccine. It's in the hepatitis A vaccine. It's in Haemophilus influenza type B vaccine. And infants, for example, example, are receiving multiple doses of these aluminum-laced vaccines at 2 months of age, 4 months of age, and 6 months of age. That's not the beginning of the problem, though, because health authorities are demanding that pregnant women receive pertussis-laced aluminum vaccines as well. So the babies are receiving aluminum in utero, and then they're getting a hepatitis B-laced vaccine on the first day of birth at the hospital.
Right.
That's if you have a hospital birth. By the way, my wife and I had home births, so our children were born without having to receive that vaccine. And by the way, my children were never vaccinated, and now they're grown adults.
Wait, how is it that they're alive, Neil? My kids are not vaccinated either. They're as healthy as I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of scare tactics out there. And, you know, if you go back to the 1960s and even especially back to 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, you know, that measles vaccine wasn't even introduced until 1963. And doctors used to tell parents, go next door and expose your kid. Yeah, get the measles. And the chickenpox vaccine wasn't even introduced until 1995. And that was the most ridiculous vaccine to be introduced because the disease is relatively innocuous. And doctors always said, go next door and expose your kids to that vaccine until that vaccine was introduced. And then they were warned by the CDC and the FDA and pharmaceutical companies to now begin warning parents how dangerous that vaccine is. But I just want to mention again that babies in utero are receiving, pregnant women are also told to receive a influenza vaccine, a flu vaccine, that still contains high concentrations of thimerosal or mercury.
Yes.
So infants are receiving, in utero, are receiving, are being mercury-laced laced vaccines, aluminum-laced vaccines. Then they're being born, and they're getting overdosed with aluminum at 2, 4, and 6 months of age. And then at 6 months of age, they're also being expected to receive their another
mercury-laced flu shot. Yeah,
exactly, mercury-laced flu shot. In fact, they're expected to receive two doses of that at 6 and 7 months of age.
Neil, this has got to cause you to just shake your head, because I know you have a scientific mind, man. You dig deep on this. I'm like, where is the sanity in all of this? And we got to take our first break. We got Neil Miller with us, Neil Z. Miller, and you have, the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check out his many books and writings. We got thinktwice.com as well as backbook.com, and you can all check it out at robertscottbell.com. More with Neil Z. Miller after this break. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go. Information you won't get in any other location like this. Thank you, Neil, for being here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Neil, I was asking you sort of a feeling question. I know you're a thinking kind of guy about the craziness. I don't know what other way to say this about injecting these heavy metals into innocent little babies, much less pregnant women. And I've seen the commercials on for pertussis, whooping cough vaccines. It's like, a little grandma, kindly grandma wants to see her grandkid. And they say, oh my gosh, she's really the big bad wolf because she hasn't had her pertussis shot. I mean, the promotion of these heavy metal containing vaccines is like, it seems to be patently unscientific.
Well, it is unscientific. In fact, it's not only unscientific, it's downright dangerous. And I think that the health authorities have actually backed themselves into a corner. You know, the problem is that, you know, for example, with aluminum, aluminum is an adjuvant. An adjuvant is designed to stimulate the immune system. Well, the problem is that the aluminum in the vaccine is responsible for most of the autoimmune disorders that we're seeing in in our population, and also neurological damage. Now, neurological damage is on a spectrum. So, for example, when you go into the school systems today, we're seeing 20, 25, even 30% of the children in the grade systems are having various types of learning disabilities, whether it's dyslexia, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, all the way up to various forms of autism, mental retardation, and death. That is the spectrum of damage that is associated with these heavy metals that are being found in these vaccines. And it's not just the heavy metals, but the fact that you're having to get them concurrently. So, for example, at 2, 4, and 6 months of age, babies are expected to receive 8 vaccines. 8 vaccines at 2 months, 8 vaccines at 4 months, and 8 vaccines at 6 months of age. So this is a significant problem. And the adjuvant, without the adjuvant in these vaccines, now you don't need the adjuvant in viral vaccines. So, for example, you won't find the adjuvant in measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, because those vaccines are made with attenuated viruses. But in several of the other types of vaccines, like the bacterial vaccines that would, you know, with Bordetella pertussis, the pertussis vaccine, and hepatitis B vaccine, these vaccines contain the aluminum adjuvant because the vaccine essentially would be worthless. You would not be able to develop enough antibodies to, you know, quote unquote, protect against the disease. So they've really the health authorities have backed themselves into a corner with the use of this aluminum adjuvant, and all they're doing now, they know that this is problematic, but they don't want to take it out because they're just going to have to replace it with another adjuvant. And actually, they're working on the new generation of adjuvants. These are types of nanoparticles. These are going to be problematic as well. These are oil-based.
Are you speaking like MF59? That was the squalene-based adjuvant.
Yes. They're working on these other types of oil-based adjuvants, and they're going to have just as many, if not more, problems with these. Anytime you're using this adjuvant, you are stimulating the immune system. When you stimulate the immune system, there's going to be a certain percentage of the population that is not going to have their immune system turned off. And when you have the immune system overactivated like that, that is essentially the definition of autoimmunity. And of course, now the studies are out there, and I document these studies in my latest book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. I summarize the peer-reviewed literature showing problems with these vaccines. And with aluminum, the studies are now available. The independent researchers are now showing that when you inject aluminum, when you get these vaccines that contain aluminum, that aluminum travels to distant organs in the body and settles there for years, and it can cross the blood-brain barrier, and that is extremely problematic.
Did you see Christopher Exley's reveal? He's done a lot of analysis on aluminum as it relates to neurological degradation, Alzheimer's in particular, about the analysis of the brains of children who had died who had autism, and the preponderance of aluminum all over the brain, as opposed to just specific areas. For instance, in a traditional Alzheimer's case, for instance, the autism was just more devastating in terms of what he saw in the brain.
Absolutely. In fact, I went to a conference where Dr. Chris Exley was the keynote speaker. So I had the honor of being present to hear some of his latest research. Now, he's done some research now that has shown that you can actually remove some of the aluminum that is inside the body and inside the brain by drinking silica enriched water, and you can leach out some of that aluminum. It'll leach out through the urine. Mm-hmm. But his studies are amazing. There's also a Dr. Gherardi, he's a French immunologist that has come out with some very important studies, and of course Dr. Chris Shaw and Lucija Tomljenovic Harvick. They're doing some important groundbreaking research showing that aluminum in the vaccines is absolutely responsible for causing disabilities in our population.
Neil, it sounds like you're going to have to come out with a expanded edition or a second edition of Miller's Review with like 800 important scientific papers instead of 400.
Well, I am working on the next 400. This current book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, it's 400 important scientific papers summarized for parents and researchers. And I've had parents tell me that when they give this book to their medical doctor, the medical doctor, after the medical doctor reads it, the medical doctors are backing off from pushing vaccines so hard because many medical doctors are not aware of the medical literature. And that's why I wrote this book, because I got tired of hearing doctors say there is no research showing that there are problems with vaccines.
Right. By the way, Jonna, who we answered your question on Sunday with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, let me add into the mix Neil Z. Miller's book that he just mentioned about the critical reviews. There is an ideal book to give your physician if you still want to work with your physician. And many times they're so ignorant, and they, again, I would ask them to be a little bit better than that, maybe a lot better than that. At a certain point, you've got to say, you know what, I'm not working with you if you're not willing to review these things or read these things.
Well, I've been investigating vaccines for over 30 years. Now, when my children were born, when my wife was pregnant, I investigated vaccines to determine whether or not we were going to do this. You have to do your due diligence, and you have to do it early to prepare yourself, because if you're going to deal with doctors, and by the way, my children never visited a medical doctor. We did everything holistically. We had home births, and when my children were born, they were breastfed for 2.5 years, and we did not vaccinate our children. And I did the research, but even before I did the research, I intuitively knew that this was not going to be something that we were going to do. How can you expect to achieve health by injecting healthy children with toxic substances?
Oh, man, you're speaking just so beautifully, so directly, so truthfully, Neil. I appreciate you. Now, in terms of these studies, how many of these studies showed the safety and efficacy of the existing vaccine schedule, the expanded vaccine schedule that has happened and continues to seemingly expand ad infinitum since the 1986 law was put into effect that relinquished or relieved all vaccine manufacturers of liability?
Well, the truth of the matter is that the immunization schedule recommended by the CDC is not based on science. There is no evidence for the safety of this schedule. The reason that the CDC recommends that all children in the United States receive 8 vaccines at 2 months of age, 8 vaccines at 4 months of age, 8 vaccines, actually 9 vaccines at 6 months of age, is because it's more convenient. Now, I did a study with Dr. Gary Goldman. Dr. Gary Goldman was my co-author. He worked for the CDC for 7.5 years before he resigned, because he felt that they were involving him in scientific fraud. Now, Dr. Gary Goldman and I did a study where we investigated whether or not the CDC's recommended immunization schedule is safe. And what we discovered is that when children receive 8 vaccines simultaneously, they are statistically significantly more likely to be hospitalized or die after receiving those vaccines than children that receive 7 vaccines concurrently. And when children receive 7 vaccines concurrently, they are statistically significantly more likely to be hospitalized or die than children that receive 6, 5, 4, 3, or 2 vaccines simultaneously. So what does this mean? This means that the immunization schedule is not safe. It's dangerous. When you give multiple vaccines to children simultaneously, they are significantly more likely to have a serious adverse reaction than children that receive fewer vaccines simultaneously. This also flies in the face of what Dr. Offit is telling people. Dr. Offit is a spokesperson for the pro-vaccinating allopathic medical industry, and he has claimed that it's perfectly safe to give infants up to 10,000 antigens.
Wow.
Or, you know, simultaneously, which is total nonsense. And our study has shown that just by giving multiple vaccines, you know, 6, 7, 8 vaccines at one time, you are risking the lives of these babies.
It's devastating. And not only that, Senator Richard Dickey Pan, a pediatrician out in California, has said the most dangerous component of a vaccine is water.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely absurd. And anyone that believes that is risking the lives of their children. Parents have got to take this into their own hands. They have got to do the research. Now, I don't tell parents what they should do, okay? But I am very, I very much support every parent's right to have access to all of the available information that is out there about vaccines. Not just what your doctor wants you to know, not just what the pharmaceutical companies want you to know, and not just what the CDC, the FDA, and the World Health Organization want you to know. All of the available information, especially information that's buried in the medical literature behind a paywall. What do I mean by that? Most of the medical literature, you have to pay $35 to $40 to be able to download and read a medical study out of the journals. But that is where much of the research is that is showing there are serious problems with these vaccines. And parents have got to have access to that information, and they have got to be free to accept or reject vaccines.
Right, and that's why you put that in the Miller's Review. We've got it linked up. We got to take a break. We're going to have Neil back up to take us to the top of the hour today. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint
the... Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks, I would urge you, if you haven't already gotten this book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, this is the one. If you're on the fence, or if you feel, you know, strongly about the things we're saying here, either for or against it, take the time to review it. Neil, I want to ask you about, you know, we talk about studies related to the vaccine schedule. I kind of started breaking up, realizing that, you know, every time I think of the devastation that's happened based on falsities and fraud and suppression of information. What about the gold standard of the vaccine? Is it prevention of the disease, the manifestation of what they call the disease, or is it the production of the antibody, right? What determines success of a vaccine? Because I understand that it matters not if you get, let's say, an illness, a sickness, whether it is or isn't the named vaccine disease, but that, oh well, we've achieved the antibody, that's the holy grail. Because in immunology, I've seen evidence that shows having an antibody is not necessarily sufficient to protect you from a disease anyway.
That's absolutely true, but that there's a more significant factor that we need to look at here anyway, because we want to look at, really, how is a vaccine good? Is a vaccine bad? Is a vaccine beneficial? Is a vaccine detrimental? What is the risk to benefit ratio? And the way that the industry measures the goodness of a vaccine is by efficacy. How effective is the vaccine? And that is only one way to measure whether a vaccine is something that you want to get involved with, because every vaccine has a trade-off, and that is what we really need to be looked at, what really needs to be looked at. Because, for example, in my book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, I've got a chapter in there called Cancer and Natural Infections, and there are dozens of studies that I've summarized showing that when you contract these diseases as children, when you contract measles, mumps, chicken pox, rubella as children, you are statistically significantly protected in later life against various types of cancers. When a woman catches mumps as a child, she's protected against ovarian cancer as an adult. When you catch measles and chickenpox as a child, you're protected against various types of leukemia and Hodgkin's disease and brain tumors. And so the trade-off here is that when you get these vaccines, you may be able to show that the vaccine has been able to reduce the incidence of a particular disease. For example, I know for a fact that when the chickenpox vaccine came out in 1995, it was able to reduce the incidence of chickenpox itself, but it increased cases of shingles. Mm-hmm. But besides that, when you catch these diseases, naturally as children, you are protected against various types of cancer in later life. So that's part of the trade-off. You are trading off a reduced chance of catching the disease for an increased chance of catching cancer.
So, Neil, if you're saying this is actually in the medical literature, this is something I've brought up on the show for many years as well. They don't even allow you to discuss this because the mere mentioning of any of the things we mentioned makes you something that is somewhat of a pariah. You have to be attacked. You have to be screamed or yelled at or somehow made to be something to be feared, rather than the scientific literature would show us we should fear the vaccines.
Well, if people think that this is not about money, then they're sadly mistaken. Let me tell you something, that the pharmaceutical companies trade on Wall Street. What does that mean? That means that they have a fiduciary responsibility to make as much money for their shareholders. Now, if you go into the financial pages and read what they're actually saying in the financial pages, you will find that the pharmaceutical companies are talking about the childhood immunization schedule is saturated. What does that mean? That means that they can't make much more money in the childhood immunization market because they've already got too many vaccines. The vaccine schedule is too crowded. And so now they are moving into the adolescent vaccine market and the adult vaccine market. And that you will begin seeing, if parents don't wake up now, if adults don't begin to wake up now and begin to fight back on how our human rights are being taken away and how the medical industry is and pharmaceutical industry is becoming more oppressive with pushing these vaccines down our throats, you're going to find that they are pushing and mandating. That's part of their goals as adults to keep your job. You may find you have to get certain vaccines. If you want to travel in a plane to go to the other side of the country to visit your family and friends, you might have to show your vaccine schedule.
Listen to Neil's words here. They are serious, deadly serious, folks. Read the books. We've got them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Neil Miller doing amazing work. I appreciate you so much, my friend.
Thank you so much, Robert, for having me on.
All right, folks, we got a lot more to do. Second hour going outside the box with Charlene and then Ty from Taiwan. Yes, indeed, I said it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.